Well, I'm a little bit more awake today, Bab.
I got to watch Late Live.
I know.
It was lovely.
Started watching it. I fell asleep downstairs watching it. But I managed to get through about 15, 20 minutes of it. Listen, if you're just tuning in now, you'll realise that we're doing the daily drops at 4 p.m. now because Bally was getting sick of me yawning, recording all the pods, basically. And I wanted to be more awake.
Also wanted to watch Late Live. And I watched it last night. And I stupidly stayed awake and watched the Oscars as well. Went to sleep at 2:30 in the morning. And I'm knackered still.
Well, you look quite fresh, actually, for someone that stayed up until the early hours for the Oscars.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Oh, how was your mothering Sunday?
It was good. It was good. Nice little lunch. Mm. Saw my nephews, saw my sister, which was, it was a lovely day.
Oh, nice. I had a bit of a dicky stomach. It's back.
Oh, God, what's happened now?
Just had a bit of a dicky stomach. I mean, I'm fine now. What did I have over the week? I had a Chinese on the Friday. And you know, sometimes it lags, doesn't it, over into the Sunday.
It does, you know. I don't know what it is.
There's some remnants of MSG kicking around.
Do you have meat from the Chinese?
No, generally I have like chipped rice noodles.
Right.
And a sauce.
What sauce?
I like to mix curry and sweet and sour.
There you bloody go. Then you're causing a cocktail for your dicky tummy, darling.
Should we get on with the pod?
I think we have to before you start rumbling the jungle, darling.
It's going to be like David from Saturday, Big Brother.
Roll the titles.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris. Megalia original podcast.
Right, here we are then.
Here we go.
A little afternoon drop. I fancy another pod.
Oh, and I do fancy another pod. I do.
Oh, God, you're full of beans now.
This is it now.
People are going to wonder why we sound so dead last week. We're full of beans this week. It's because it's like, you know, daytime.
Daytime. There's daylight coming into the studio. It's lovely.
We're doing a matinee.
Let's dissect yesterday's episode before we introduce our special guest. One of the funniest episodes, and right. I love that task.
Such a good task, but you know what? I'm still unnerved by seeing David Potts in trousers.
That generated the most headlines from yesterday's show. What's that about?
You know what? He wore them well. Like, such a lovely little flary fitting of trousers. I loved them, but I just want to see those shiny legs.
I really adored David and Cece's relationship last night when they were trying to distract Bradley and Nikita. I thought was hilarious.
I just love them. Like, the little whispers and Cece laughing. Yeah. I've just nearly shit myself. Good. And that's what I love about Celebrity Big Brother.
Sorry, I've just had a memory unlock. When they tried to bring the body back in. And it was just loads of cushions. And it must have taken about 10 minutes for them all to realise that that wasn't... It was just a pile of cushions.
I just loved it. And you know what? Like I was saying, throw some celebrities in the house. You're going to get the most randomest of pairings of friendships. And this is it. I think David and Zizi, I don't think they would have ever met, would have ever been friends. But now they're like getting on really well. And it's just lovely to see.
I really appreciated Lauren's commitment to her role. David going up to try and get a breath of fresh air. No. She would be great in like a Lidl. You know, like on those checkouts, like scanning those items.
Or, you know, those like really, really mean security guards that follow you around in the supermarket.
Yeah, she'd be great at that. Well, it's funny that we're talking about what job she could do because she considered that you could either be a cleaner or work at Tesco or get your fanny out, of which I don't think she's done either.
You know what, actually, I've just thought, you know what she'd be good at?
Go on.
Dinner lady.
Did it? Yeah, she'd take the young gay kid under her wing. She'd be the kind of girl that I'd go up to.
I can see her walking across the playground, whistle round her neck, and a trench coat, hands in a pocket, cup of coffee.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mother. And you know how sometimes dinner ladies had stickers, you know, in primary school.
Yeah,
but some of them had like just little shitty ones, you know, that were like paper, and then some had like gold and metallic.
Wait! I need to talk about these fucking stickers. What's going on? Why have all the housemates got, like, stars on their face? Is this, like, a new skincare regime or something?
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe Boots are doing the beauty sponsorship.
Well, I've seen a few people wearing them, and I saw Bradley wearing stickers on his face yesterday. And I think it's like this new thing to stop breakouts happening. I want to get some.
You
hashtag
need it.
Spawn.
I'm joking. You hashtag don't now spawn. Because we're not staying up late.
There you go. Hashtag spawn, hashtag ad. Anyone who makes those star stickers, wait, get them on the pod.
Sick of it. I'm sick of you sniffing out the lead, sniffing out the spawns.
If you're not watching The Apprentice, we're going to be The Apprentice. Get a deal. Get a fucking deal in.
Right, we're really excited because today we're going to be joined by a very special guest on the pod to dissect everything that happened last night. And she wasn't shying away from her opinions.
She loved it. And she loves the pod as well, so I'm very glad that we got her on.
Buzzing that she's joining us. We really love chatting to her when she was on The Traitors. We love that she's back. Hopefully she's not going to be a stranger. It's our chat with Ash from The Traitors.
Yay.
Joining us on Fancy Another Pod on your daily drop, it's Ash from The Traitors, everyone!
Wow.
Yeah!
This is like our podcast like merging now. So we've got The Traitors, Celebrity Big Brother... Ash joins us to talk all things CBB, which is weird because we should be talking to you about The Traitors, but what else?
No, but I'm obsessed. I'm freaking obsessed with Celebrity Big Brother. I'm just obsessed with Big Brother, to be quite honest with you.
What was your reaction as soon as you saw Sharon and Louis go in? Because they weren't messing around. They're straight out the trap. Sharon Osbourne's in that house. What was your reaction?
You know what? Okay, like you have to separate the difference between how you personally feel about people and entertainment level, and they bring the entertainment level without a shadow of a doubt. You know those little moments that they have when they're sat together and they're gossiping about everybody? That's what we need. That's what we need constantly on every episode. Please.
My favourite thing is Louis Walsh. We're not being filmed, are we?
And that bit when he covers his mic, like we can't hear him. I'm like, dude.
Now, on first impressions, we're asking everyone this that comes on the pod. If you were in Sharon's position and you were in the house and you had three people, based on first impressions, not what you know now, who would you put in the Ring of Fire?
I would have Gary immediately.
I love that there was no hesitation there with your answer.
I think we should start asking people which two celebrities because we know Gary's going to be a given.
I think I probably would have gone for Fern. Just because I'm like, okay, are you going to bring any drama? Because I don't really know her, do you know what I mean? But like with
how
some
do you
of
not
the
know
people,
Fern Britton.
I mean, I know who she is, but
we don't know much about her, do we? Since she's gone off this morning, where's Fern?
Oh, is that what she was on this morning?
She's with Philip.
She was with Philip, and then Philip kind of threw her under the bus. That's what we want.
Way.
That's what we're waiting for. We want the tea on Philip Schofield because she's got it.
How do I not know this?
Okay, quickly, let's spill the tea. So she was arguing that like Philip was being paid more than her, and then she like addressed it, and then he didn't do anything to back her up, and then she was like, "I'm off," and he didn't do anything to help her. Yeah.
Oh.
And she lost loads of weight, and everyone was like dissing her because she had like a gastric band or something, and everyone was just really mean to her. And it's not nice.
No, that's not nice.
And now she's an author.
But I think, just for entertainment value, I would have just put her in there because I would have been like, oh, I don't know who you are.
Mm.
And then probably Lauren.
Oh.
You know what? I'd be with you on the Lauren one, to be fair.
Because you know what? I don't know who she is. And just from watching her VT, I just wasn't really feeling her energy.
Do you know what the thing is? You talk about energy, and what I'm noticing is the people that I'm most fascinated with, if they weren't who they were, would probably really rub me up the wrong way. It's like Sharon, Louis, Lauren, I think all of their behaviour, if they weren't who they were, I'd be like, I'm not a fan. But I think we're almost a bit obsessed with the stories that Sharon's like telling. I mean, hoping for Donald Trump to be dropping dead.
And you know what? Before she said that, I swear, I was like thinking, which way is this going to go? Either she's like, oh my God, I love him. Or, do you know what I mean?
Well, I put on my socials yesterday. I want to ask you, Ash, if you were in the house with Sharon, which celebrity out of anyone would you want her to spill the tea on?
In the house, celebrity? Oh, you mean celebrity
just
out of the house?
Any celebrity in the
world. Oh. Oh,
Because she must know everyone, right?
It's got to be somebody like a Hollywooder. It's got to be. It's got to be somebody like super big who we really love. And we're like, okay, is he really like this? So actually, you know what I want to know? I don't know if I want my illusions being, you know, but like Tom Hanks. I want to know if Tom Hanks has any tea.
No, Tom Hanks has got to be lovely.
I hope so. This is what I'm saying. I'm like, look, if he's not, then I need to just be able to walk away from him right now.
Look, I'll tell you who I want the tea on. I'd ask, because apparently she's really good friends with Victoria Beckham. She really likes her. But I want to know what David Beckham's like. I think that would be fascinating. Did he have an affair? Spill the tea, Sharon. Tell me everything.
But is she really good friends with Vicky?
Apparently so. She's only ever spoke highly of her.
Oh,
well, you never know what to trust with Sharon, because we saw on Late and Live last night saying that Danny Minogue was okay. Now, if we cast our mind back to the X Factor.
Listen, missus.
Do we think that she might be holding back on some people, and do we think there's more in the locker to come from Sharon? I mean, she's in there for another 24 hours.
Listen, this is something that you have to remember when you're recording TV and you're all together. They're being constantly recorded and there's only so much that they can give you. So I'm wondering if Big Brother is deliberately holding some stuff back.
Ooh, maybe it's not fitting the storylines. Yeah.
Sharon is moving to the UK, so she does need to build some bridges. Danny Minogue is really well-liked and well-known in the UK. She's got a brand new series of I Kissed a Girl coming out in a few months. So maybe she's trying to like build some bridges, not piss many people off. Who knows?
Well, it doesn't sound like she's not trying to piss anybody off.
Look, if everything else fails, I think Gogglebox need to get Louis and Sharon on that sofa.
Get them on.
But do you know who else I need the tea on? I've just thought, I want tea on Oprah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, I bet Sharon's got an opinion on that, because obviously we saw that she was quite vocal about Meghan, and then that sparked another load of headlines. But given the fact that Meghan obviously did an interview with Oprah, do you think there's anything there?
This is why I want to know. I bet you there's something there. I bet you there has to be.
Unless there's just nothing, there's just Sharon's toxic opinions.
Get Sharon out. Get to grips with all this Kate nonsense. I want to know what she thinks about this Kate nonsense.
You know what I mean? And what I really want to know. What I want to know is, Big Brother really going to give us the full tea that Sharon's been spilling? Because I bet you she has been carrying on, her and Louis. And what's Louis going to do when Sharon's gone? That's what I want to know. Yeah,
so we've had a few people like come on and say that they think that Louis might walk when Sharon's gone, because Sharon's a bit of a crutch. But we had Danny Beard on, who think that they might go off with Lauren and Ekin-Su. Okay. What are your predictions for Louis? Do you think he's going to walk? Do you think he's going to stay?
Oh, he's not going to walk. His ego's far too big to fucking walk, mate. Do you know what I mean? That's just the truth, though. That's what I'm seeing. So listen, I was a little disillusioned by Louis before he came on this, you know, Big Brother, because I used to watch him on X Factor and I'm like, oh, he's such a lovely old Irishman. Like, do you know what I mean? Mm. And I didn't realise what a mean girl he was.
I love it.
He's such a mean girl. Don't you think so? And there is that little group, like, okay, can we get into it a little bit more? But like, let's say last night when they were talking about OnlyFans, and just that little mean group, just the way that they were talking and the kind of things that they were saying, and like shaming people for being on OnlyFans. Yeah,
yeah. You know what? I'm actually really disappointed in Ekin-Su about that. I think being quite young and like quite with it. I think Louis and Sharon, fair enough, they're of an older age. They don't really get it. But yeah. Ekin-Su, I was really disappointed in her comments about that.
And surprised.
I'm really disappointed.
Surprised as well, because literally a couple of episodes ago, she was talking about the double standards when she was on Dancing on Ice and the fact that she had loads of complaints for literally wearing a leotard. And then there would be like men that are on the show that are topless and not held to the same account. And now, right, two episodes later, she's pulling out the OnlyFans. Do we think that there's going to be a bit of drama with Ekin-Su? Do you think the audience might turn on her? What do you think she needs to be careful of?
I think these OnlyFans comments, I think they might have stirred people up, because I also think to myself, I'm like, hold on, you went on Love Island, you're sat there in a bikini with your tits and arts out 18 hours a day, and that's okay. But then you're going to shame people for being on OnlyFans. So true. I think I do think that that bit maybe rubbed people up the wrong way, to be quite honest. It just didn't, she didn't, she makes out like she's a girl's girl. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's like,
I think with Ekin-Su, I think she knows what she's doing. I think she's with that group, so she's going to say what they want to hear. Then she'll go with the other group and say what they want to hear and kind of just float out. Someone's made it, well, a few people have made the comment that Ekin-Su knows reality TV. She knows how to play the game. And I think it was Danny Beard or someone on last night's Late in Life saying it is a game show and she's playing the game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I also think
it is a game show.
There was one thing that I'd noticed that that me and my housemate spotted last night when they went into the diner for the party at the end, and they were dancing when the music came on, and there was one person that stopped in front of the mirror, which clearly had a camera behind, and looked into the mirror, and it was Ekin-Su. And I think she's had more, I think because of her Love Island experience and the fact that I imagine there's probably a little bit more producer involvement in the reality, the production of that reality show, that I think she's hyper aware of where her cameras are. And I think we're going to, and Danny Beard came on the pod yesterday and explained that it all feels a bit contrived, like it's all a bit planned that she's going to have this conversation now. Do you think, do you agree with Danny's sentiment?
I completely agree, because also look, you know, after Love Island, and then she just did Traitors as well, where you're constantly mic'd. She's so used to that environment at this point, knowing that you're constantly being listened to, you're constantly, so I don't know if I believe anything that comes out of her mouth, to be quite honest. And at first I was thinking, oh, she seems so lovely, she seems super nice, but then there's like little bits where she's been digging. And but you know what, I don't think that that's the only place that we're going to see a little trouble brewing. I think we're going to see a little trouble brewing with Lauren and Zizi again. I don't think that's finished yet, babes. I don't think that's finished.
Very quickly, obviously Ekin-Su's just come off the US Traitors, and last night's task at the end, it was giving very traitory vibes. If you're if this was a season of the Traitors, Ash, and you were a traitor, which two housemates would you get to don some traitor cloaks with you? Who do you think will make good traitors?
Who do I think would make good traitors? You know what, I think Nikita would be lovely. You know why? Because he's so sweet.
We're saying traitors, not who you want to take out for dinner, darling.
No, no, but like, you know why? Because, you know what? He's super lovely and nobody would...
Yeah, true.
Nobody would actually suspect
it's giving
him.
Harry Clark. It's giving Harry Clark, to be fair.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, and I can get that.
I would also bring Sharon in as a traitor because no one's going to argue with her and they're not going to kill her or banish her either.
True. You wouldn't want to piss Sharon off.
You know? And as long as she has your back. Do you know what I mean?
Ash, before we let you go, I'd love to know, since you've come out of Traitors and then we've obviously seen the really dramatic final, what has life been like for you? What has the reaction been like since leaving the experience? What have you been up to?
Well, I mean, I still have a day job, right? But then it's trying to juggle everything else on top of that, just doing lots of press stuff, lots of podcasts and interviews and things and invites to stuff. And I'm just trying to get like a reel together just to approach agents and... Dude, it's been a bit mad. And you know what the weird thing is? I get stopped in the street no matter where I am or where I'm. Like, it's so weird. I can be in Sainsbury's doing my shopping and suddenly someone's coming up to me and I'm like, oh. And then, like, for a minute, this is so weird. For a minute, I forget that I was on the Traitors and I just think somebody knows me, like from the neighborhood or something. Do you know what I mean?
You're not going out in Sainsbury's in the Traitors cloak hoping to be stopped, are you?
It's not people coming up to you. It's a security guard asking you to leave or take the hood off.
Look, we've got a no hoodies policy. I'm a traitor, bitch.
But you know what? But honestly, that's the most weirdest thing is that I just think it's weird that people recognize me and I could be anywhere. Like, I was waiting for a cab the other night and it was dark and some bloke is like, hey, Ash, can I get a selfie? I know.
Yes.
You didn't know where that was going to go then, did you?
Ash, we love chatting with you. Don't be a stranger. Come back on the pod and chat soon. Good old Ash, everyone.
Thank you.
She loves it.
So what's funny is we stopped rolling the recording after the interview and she just continued to speak and it was like, should I record again?
She was like, right, let me ask you a few questions. I was like, bloody hell.
Yeah. Oh, I love her. She's great. Hopefully she'll come back. What are your expectations from tonight's episode? Do we want some more drams?
Well, tonight we're going to see the nominations.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested because, like, last week's were a bit random. And I feel like we're going to get random nominations again. But there's an eviction tomorrow.
Big, big eviction.
And I think Sharon's leaving tomorrow as well.
But there's a twist. There's a twist.
This is the beauty now. We get to share the Late in Life exclusive with you on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
So Sharon's watched all the nominations in secret. And she's going to have a big, massive part to play. And I don't know what it is, but I hope to God she doesn't get to choose who gets evicted, because I won't like that at all.
I wonder if her agents and Big Brother have been in touch to keep her in for longer.
No, I think she's going tomorrow, darling. I think she was meant to come on Friday. They have kept her in a few more days. Look, come on. She's been in there over a week.
Oh, no, come on. I have to have this. This is what I do.
I'm already thinking of applying for Dragon's Den and asking them for a couple of million. Stephen Bartlett, come on, darling. You want the tea as much as anyone else.
Right, shall we assess it all again tomorrow?
We have to, darling. We've got to see who's nominated. Yeah.
Ta-ra!
Bye.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris. A Gaydio original podcast.
Well, that was better, wasn't it?
You're full of fucking beans.
This is what happens when I have a good night's sleep.
Well, get in that fucking edit suite.
Oh, shut up. No. Sharon, no, he's got talent. He's got the skill. He looks like a pop star. He sounds like...
He looks more refreshed, Sharon. I think we should give him another chance.
I tell you who they need to send in. And I know they've already been it before, but they've been on Ant and Dec Saturday Night Takeaway. They're an ITV friend. Get Jedward in.
Yeah, get him in. You know what they should do? Get like some of Louis Walsh's old haunts in.
Oh my god. Jedward in. Get one of his old categories in.
Yeah.
Some of his acts. And maybe he can walk into a room being like, you're gonna face judges' houses and they're gonna have to audition.
The people that Louis sent home, Conway sisters, get him in. Carolyn, who went home.
Carolyn!
Get him in, get her in.
Get her in.
Look. Get some haunts in. Let's do it. Two Shoes. Was it Two Shoes?
Diva Fever.
Diva Fever. Get them in. Oh, yeah. This would be fantastic. Ab and Lisa.
She punched it in the face.
Get them in. Oh, man. Look, we need to be producers.